The facts are that the majority has virtually shut down the judicial confirmation process. Some say that the process shuts down in a presidential election year, so I checked every one since I was first elected. By today, April 10th, in each of those presidential election years, the Judiciary Committee had held hearings for multiple appeals court nominees. But this year, only one appeals court nominee has had a hearing, and there is not another one on the schedule. This afternoon, we will finally have the opportunity, the first opportunity of the year, to vote on a few nominees to the federal bench. The majority has stalled judicial confirmation votes longer this year than in any presidential year since, get this, 1848. 1848. Yes, you heard me right. This is the latest start to judicial confirmations of any presidential election year in 160 years. That was a century before last. That was before Utah even became a territory, let alone a state. The last time the Senate waited this long in a presidential election year to confirm federal judges, James Polk, the 11th president, was in the White House. What could possibly explain such abject confirmation failure? I might have missed it, but I am not aware of any domestic armed conflict today that is disrupting the Senate's business. Yet the Civil War did not stop the Senate in 1864 from confirming seven judges before April 10th. Senators today do not have to use horses or carriage or travel on dirt roads to get here. Yet slow, burdensome travel did not stop the Senate in 1884 from confirming five judges before April 10th. The Great Depression did not stop the Senate in 1932 from confirming 14 judges before April 10th. The possibility of the Senate Majority Party capturing the White House did not stop Republicans in 2000 from confirming seven judges, including five appeals court judges before April 10th. Today is April 10th, 2008, and we will not confirm a single nominee to the federal bench until this afternoon, and even this late start was noticed only yesterday. Facts are indeed stubborn things. The majority has already virtually shut down the judicial confirmation process. The Senate has not always operated this way. The majority is refusing to do what the American people sent us here to do because, I guess, simply, they can. That may be the reason, but it certainly is no excuse.